I think every one of you must have seen that heated argument between US President Donald Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky. Now, keep in mind, this wasn't just any meeting. Zelensky was there for two things. One, sign a minerals deal, and two, ask for more US military aid and support. But from the moment he stepped into the Oval Office, things didn't go as planned. Zelensky imagined that Joe Biden and Jill Biden were still in the White House, ready to welcome him like a beloved son returning from war. Instead, Big Daddy Trump greeted him with a sarcastic comment about his usual dramatic-looking military-style outfit. Trump said, "Oh look, you're all dressed up." Then the real discussion began. Zelensky explained how Ukraine was struggling and needed stronger US support. He wanted a firm commitment, not just words. But instead of sympathy, Trump and his vice president J.D. Vance had a different reaction. Vance bluntly accused Zelensky of being ungrateful for the help that the United States had already provided from last 3 years. Trump, visibly frustrated, pushed Zelensky to make concessions to Russia to negotiate peace. Zelensky didn't back down. He asked, "What kind of diplomacy, J.D.?" Vance shot back, listing all the failed peace talks before Russia's full-scale invasion. At that moment, the tension in the room shot up. Vance, now clearly annoyed, said Zelensky was disrespecting the US president. Trump then warned, "You are gambling with World War III." But Zelensky had one final message. He looked at Trump and said, "You have a nice ocean and don't feel it now, but you will feel it in the future." He was warning that Russian aggression wasn't just Ukraine's problem. It could one day threaten the US too. That was it. Trump had enough. Zelensky indirectly threatened the US president in his own office. Trump abruptly ended the meeting, turned to the press and said, "Well, that will make for great television." Zelensky left the White House without signing the minerals deal, but the deal is still on the table, maybe for next time. After the meeting, Senator Graham, the same man who had warned Zelensky earlier, now had a different message. He told reporters that Zelensky should either step down or send someone else who can do business. Some Republican leaders downplayed the whole thing. Others blame Zelensky for not showing enough respect to Trump. Now people on the internet are divided. Many are supporting Zelensky and they are saying he stood firm. Later in a Fox News interview, he admitted the meeting was tense but said he did what was necessary. And that's how one of the most intense political showdowns unfolded, right inside the White House. Now here's the analysis. If you look at Zelensky's approach, his dressing style, his way of talking in meetings, and his unwillingness to back down, it does reflect a certain ideological stance. Let me explain. Do you guys remember all the theatrics where they were dressing this Zelensky up in a full kit and helmet and giving him a cardboard gun? And they were posting pictures and little short clips, making it look like he was some hero out on the front line with the troops? Do you all remember that? And then there was Vogue magazine shoot. When people were dying, this joker and his wife was on a photo shoot, making all dramatic poses. Maybe you had the same experience as I did, where everyone around me, all of a sudden, people wearing Ukraine flags and t-shirts and posting stuff on social media about "I stand for Ukraine" and all this stuff. If that was you, I feel sorry for you. And I really do. If any of you guys thought that this Zelensky guy is for real and the US involvement in Ukraine was legitimate, from the very beginning to now, at any point in between, nothing was real. I'm sorry you were duped, whether by your own ignorance or your lack of common sense or your lack of experience in world affairs. I have made plenty of videos explaining this. Now let me explain what's happening. When you look at Zelensky and his clothing style and the way he makes himself look, he is giving a leader at war type of vibe. It's meant to symbolize that Ukraine is in a constant battle for survival. His argument with Trump comes from the same mindset, that he doesn't want Ukraine to be seen as a weak or dependent state. However, he is still relying on ideological sympathy. His strength has always been in rallying global support by framing Ukraine's fight as a battle between democracy and dictatorship. This ideological appeal has worked well in Western countries, especially in the early days of the war. In fact, even Joe Biden in October 2022 during a phone call lost his temper because Zelensky was constantly asking United States for more aid without acknowledging what the US had already provided. Biden firmly told him, "Be a little more grateful." However, the situation didn't escalate beyond that. Zelensky quickly adjusted his tone and later on publicly expressed gratitude for US support. The White House downplayed the incident, but it was one of the few moments where Biden openly pushed back against Zelensky's demands. The same thing J.D. Vance reiterated. But now, with shifting political landscapes, especially in the United States, with figures like Trump and J.D. Vance pushing for more America First approach, Zelensky's ideological narrative is not working as effectively as before. The mineral deal for which Zelensky came all the way from Ukraine to the White House could have been easily finalized and signed in Kyiv. But Zelensky chose to come to the United States for a high-profile meeting with Trump because he understands the power of media and public perception. You see, Zelensky is not just a politician. He is a former media personality who knows how to shape narratives. He has consistently used emotional appeal as a key diplomatic tool, framing Ukraine's fight as a battle for democracy and Western values. His speeches, his wartime clothing, and even his confrontational stance with Trump all serve to create a dramatic, high-stakes atmosphere. By arguing with the US president publicly, in front of hundreds of cameras, he was hoping to achieve the following things. Number 1. Corner Trump into supporting Ukraine. If the meeting turned emotional, it could pressure Trump to maintain a sympathetic appearance. Number 2. Mobilize public opinion. If Zelensky could make headlines about Trump denying Ukraine help, it could sway American voters, especially those still supporting the aid to Ukraine. And number 3. Secure future commitments. Even if Trump resisted, a media spectacle could keep Ukraine's cause alive among US policymakers. But this time, the tactic backfired. Trump and J.D. Vance didn't fall into the emotional appeal. Instead, they flipped the script, accusing Zelensky of being ungrateful and questioning the endless flow of aid. Zelensky may have underestimated how much American political dynamics have shifted. The strategy that worked in 2022 under Biden, where emotional speeches won Ukraine billions in aid, isn't as effective in 2025. Now, real politics is taking over, and US leaders want tangible benefits in return, not just ideological commitment. So yes, his visit to United States was a calculated move, but it seems like he misread the room this time. In short, Zelensky's stance has ideological roots, but as global politics change, he is being forced to shift towards more pragmatic diplomacy rather than relying only on sympathy. Now, the next important question that may come to your mind is, why did the US get involved in the first place? Well, let me tell you this. All of these proxy wars and almost every war in general, what do you think is the primary driving factor behind it? Politicians and their own personal benefit, right? United States is really good at installing presidents and leaders in key places. And so when the US saw that Russia was going to attack Ukraine, the Biden administration and other powerful politicians decided to prep up Zelensky so that they could launder money back into their own pockets to the tune of billions of dollars. And that's all this has been about from day one. Actually, all of this started since Obama's time, 2014 onwards. Now what is happening? Why is it all falling apart? Why did Big Daddy Trump expose Zelensky in that meeting? Because Trump don't really need to launder any money back to his own pocket, because he's already very, very rich. J.D. Vance is rich. Elon Musk is rich. So Trump is like, I don't need this puppet anymore. He has been a puppet all along. I don't need him because I'm already rich. And so we are going to shut this unit down. It is wasting US taxpayers' money. Look, Trump is outspoken. Many times he says crazy things. Zelensky is also outspoken and talks a lot of nonsense. But Trump is the one who is giving money, while Zelensky is the one who is asking for it. When you are asking for something, you should not show arrogance. That's why Trump and Vance sorted him out in front of the media, not behind closed doors. And many people are also saying that Trump is Russia's puppet. These are just things people say. Anyone can say anything. But the fact is, Trump is the elected US president, and he wants to ensure that US taxpayers' money is not wasted on Ukraine. He is telling Ukraine to quietly negotiate with Russia and move forward. There is no value in emotional, ideological sympathy, war and bloodshed. Blindly pumping money into it is foolish. Negotiate and move ahead. That's Trump's thinking. I end my video here. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.